And we were actually a total team of 30 people because there were 5 adults from the Hong Kong Korean Church and there were 19 youth. And we had the kids at camp for about 4 days. So our days were actually really, really packed. We started off with group quiet time at 7 a.m., which was early, followed by breakfast. And then after breakfast, we had a large group session, and we taught them English songs, English praise songs. And then after that, from about 9:45 until 1, we had English lessons. So the kids are about 80 to 100 kids. They were divided into 4 classes, and each of us, 4 teachers, we had 20 kids to work with. And they were long lessons in big classes, and then we would have lunch. And after lunch, there'd be different activities. So Nate led praise, Ashley did drama, David did sports, and I did worship dance, and then Paul was running around trying to videotape everything. So, and then after that, we still had games, or we had movie, and then supper, and then after supper, they had praise and preaching and prayer in Korean. So they were very physically intense days. I don't think any day ended earlier than 10:30. And we were lucky teachers to get to bed by midnight, lucky. So it was very physically intense, but we all felt very, very blessed and had a wonderful time. But I should share that it didn't always feel like that. And one of the recurring themes for myself personally was choosing faith over fear. I remember attending the first meeting with the Hong Kong Korean Church on a Sunday and meeting the other 3 English teachers. And at that time, I don't think Nate was going yet. And finding out we were going to work with adults and so many youth. And just being totally overwhelmed by the scope of their plans. They had never done a camp like this before. They were expecting like 80 to 100 students. And they were relying heavily on the 4 of us teachers to plan this thing. None of us really knew each other well, except for David and I. We never worked together. And we were supposed to also incorporate the Korean youth and get them to help us. And we're going to do worship and games and teaching. And I thought, I don't know why I signed up for this. I thought, maybe I should have gone the Philippines trip instead. Really, I did. Because the only thing that was sure was that it was going to be a really hard work. And we all had very different ideas about how to teach and what was possible, what was not going to work. And it was very overwhelming. And so, if anything, I thought, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, and it might not be such a pleasant experience. So I remember going home and just feeling, not discouraged, but just kind of like, this is going to be a challenge. And yet, I think, like I said, the theme was choosing faith. And so every time we chose faith, there were little breakthroughs. One of the first breakthroughs was when the 4 of us teachers met together one evening for dinner, and we prayed, and we fellowshipped and planned. And even though we were very different, I just remember feeling like, yeah, this is going to work, because we'd shared ideas and our hearts were in the right place, and we were choosing to let God use us, and we didn't know what that was going to look like. But that was the very first breakthrough. The other faith challenges were yet to come. There were still lots. On the day that we traveled to Jeju, I got very sick. Like half an hour into the flight, I lost my lunch and a few more other times that day. And it was so hard, and I just remember thinking, this is not a great way to start off the camp. The first day at camp, we were divided into 4 groups, and we quickly realized that some of the kids didn't want to be there. Their pastors, who whatever, had convinced them to go, and they were too cool for school and anything else, and they just didn't want to be there. So I remember my first class, I had the youngest kids, I had 20 of the youngest kids, and I had some really tough cookies. There were some boys who just would not listen to me. And they decided that if I spoke to them in English, they would speak to me in Korean. They just would not listen. I had some girls who were also full of attitude, and they just, they would not listen either. And the school teacher in me just wanted to be like, you guys need to, I wanted to whip them into shape and get them to listen. I really did. And within the first 10 minutes of class, and people can attest to this because there were different helpers, I was really nervous. I was sweating bullets because I'm a teacher. I've done this before. And these kids weren't responding, like not in the least of which I expected. So I remember that very night, all of us teachers always got to share at the end of the day. I told the rest of the team, I said, I wanted to cry. And I'm not sure how this is going to go because none of the lessons I'd planned were going to go according to what I wanted. And so we prayed that night. And I remember praying, we were praying that, you know, God, it might be frustrating, but we're here for the kids. And so I remember that night going to bed, and just, it wasn't like a conscious thought, but resolving in my heart was, it doesn't matter. My challenge is to just to love them, and I don't care what they do. I resolve in my heart to love them. So then the rest of the camp really became a thrill, because instead of the burden of having to teach them English lessons and making sure that they got everything, it was like, I'm gonna make you crack. Your cool facade, I'm just gonna make you crack. I just wanna see how much, I just want you to know that you are loved. And it wasn't just me, all the other English teachers. So at every opportunity, I think all of us, we just wanted to make sure they had fun. And I have to tell you that the rest of the 3 days weren't like smooth sailing or anything like that by any means. There was still lots of talking. I remember Paul and I shared a class of 40. We had 6 teachers in total, and we could barely like handle it all. Still, they were still just really loud and not always very cooperative. But I remember us teachers always taking the opportunity to go sit with the students, like hug them, pray over them, and it was really wild, because over the course of the 3 days, you could start to see them open up. One of the things, I'm not sure if you saw in the video, a lot of the kids would wear their thick winter jackets, fully zipped up, hood on. Yeah, and they would not take it off, even though it was like, sometimes it felt like 25 degrees in the room. But I think it was a metaphor of how they felt. I'm closed up, and I don't want to open up, and this is the way I'm going to be. And my challenge was, I'm going to get them to take their coats off. So I remember, especially there were a few girls, the attitude girls, and I don't know their names because they were all in Korean, and I couldn't remember them all. But during worship dance, I remember just encouraging them and thinking they were like rolling their eyes, whatever. But I remember just, it was so much fun just living out love and saying, I want you to enjoy your time here, and I want you to know that you're loved. So for me, a small highlight was just during worship dance, we were finally going to get to show that they were willing to take off their coats and to wear the camp t-shirt and to perform in front of everyone. That's just one small bit, but over the course of the 3 days, you could see the kids slowly starting to open up. And sometimes it wasn't very evident, but I think for us, the real moment where we understood that they knew that there was something different was the last day of camp. And they still had their attitude, they still were very loud, but none of the kids wanted camp to end, which was a bit shocking, because I thought, you didn't always look like you enjoyed what you were doing. But they knew that, at least I knew that they knew that they were loved. I think Jeju wasn't exactly a smooth running trip, but it was really cool, because I think as we chose faith at every moment, God proved himself to be faithful. There were small incidents, even on the very first day. I got sick. One of the kids in the Hong Kong Korean youth, his brand new guitar broke. And then there was another girl who was doing worship dance, and her back was in so much pain that she was in tears, and she actually skipped out on the evening session. So it was like all these things were just like not working. And part of me was just like, oh, we'll just deal with it. But being encouraged, we were all encouraged just to pray every instance for everything. And all those things, all our little prayers were answered. I was sick that night and I was fine. The guitar, they actually took the guitar into town. They found nothing wrong with it, and he was able to play it for the rest of the camp. And the girl with the back pain, she was fine. And she did. She participated in the rest of the activities for the rest of the camp. So in every moment, God proved himself to be faithful. And that was such a blessing to me. It wasn't easy, but I realized it's never easy. And yet, when we choose to put our faith in him, he is so good. So if you've never been on a missions trip, I encourage you to go. If anything, it'll stretch you a little bit like a rubber band, but your heart will enlarge for the people that you serve. Amen.